Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like and a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Officials in New Jersey say they've arrested a man in connection with the wildfire that burned near Six Flags in Jackson Township last week. 37-year-old Richard Shushity of Brick Township was firing a shotgun at the Central Jersey Rifle Range on Wednesday. Investigators say he used a type of ammunition that was able to spark the fire, which eventually grew to 350 acres. He turned himself into police and has been charged with arson and violation of the regulatory provisions relating to firearms. In Reading, PA, crews have spent the weekend battling a wildfire on Neversink Mountain. It sparked last Friday night and prompted evacuations for residents of about 100 nearby homes. Pennsylvania State Fire Warden Tom Kennery spoke with NBC 10.
There were no structural damage. We did have the loss of a vehicle and a trailer.
Residents have since been allowed to return, according to officials, though they ask other people to stay out of the area. Kennery expects firefighters to be at the mountain all week, even with rain in the forecast later today. SEPTA's largest workers' union will resume contract talks with the transit agency this morning. The contract expired Thursday night for the union representing about 5,000 drivers, cashiers, and maintenance workers, but all operations are continuing to run normally. SEPTA says it's now willing to offer a wage increase in the new contract. Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Brian Pollitt acknowledged some progress in a statement, but said if SEPTA doesn't meet the union's demands for raises and safety, his folks will hit the picket line. Police have arrested a man they accused of raping a 15-year-old girl in Center City earlier this month. Here's KYW's Nigel Thompson.
34-year-old Derek Henry was taken into police custody while at Temple Hospital around 9:30 Friday morning. Henry is the man they say sexually assaulted a 15-year-old girl back in the early hours of November 1st in Center City. Police say it happened around 1:20 a.m. near 8th and Chestnut Streets along Jewelers Row. Henry, who authorities say was homeless, faces charges of rape, sexual assault, endangering welfare, and other related offenses. The assault is still under investigation by the police Special Victims Unit.
Veterans are showing off their art skills in South Jersey. More from KYW Sharaday Howard.
What we didn't expect was the sense of community that developed.
Art Smith is the visual arts instructor at the Perkins Center of the Arts in Morristown, New Jersey, where veterans are at the center of an exhibition displaying their work, telling their individual stories while also fostering human connection and healing.
The purpose is to provide an opportunity for veterans to do art as leisure, to involve themselves in the creative process, which is a healing process.
Shandon Willie is a veteran and volunteer at the center.
Working with the arts, we understand it's a very inclusive organization. Do whatever it's going to take for people to heal, if that's what they're coming to the arts for, if they're coming to just learn something.
Smith says the artists truly open up in powerful ways, such as an artist that creates a comic book character using a combat helmet and prosthetic leg. He says it's a must-see. The exhibit is running now through mid-December.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.